Welcome back to Giggles Radio on SciPodcast Radio. I'm Alex Andronov. This is show two, and we are go. Here comes the hot feeling again when I hear his name. From now on, the band are a New York three-piece who have often been compared to Weezer. They had to fight successfully to win control of their second album back from the record label. The label wanted them to change the album to make it more mainstream. They set about a legal battle to get the rights to their album back and have gone on to release three further albums independently. A cool story from a cool band. But enough about them, what about this, episode 2 of the second batch of Giggles Radio shows? Well, coming up in the show we have our slash your slash my slash tune slash song, and some more case notes from Dr. Giggles, and more great music. But first, we'd like to play you this important message from the world of F1. Hi, I'm Robin Grosjean, and I'd like to hear back from you, Side Podcast. I've followed you on Twitter, and I'm like your biggest fan and everything, but still nothing from you, just because my driving isn't that good. Look, I work at a bank and everything, and I'm a Formula One driver. Surely that must mean something to someone, no? Oh, well, talking of money, if you'd like to donate to a yet-to-be-decided motorsport charity, then all you need to do is go to the Side Podcast homepage and press donate on the right-hand side. Please be generous if you can. Where am I from? What accent am I supposed to have again? All RG has ever wanted was for his beloved Tottenham Hotspurs to win the World Cup of Footballs, or whatever they call it, and for Timo Glock to be crowned the Drivers' World Champion. Oh, and he's also always wanted Sauber to win the Constructors' World Championship. So he doesn't want much, then. It's been hard for RG, both his Formula One-related supported parties, Glock and Sauber, haven't been no-hopers enough for long enough to be able to safely ignore them. Every so often, each of them threaten something totally awesome, and that makes things difficult for the supporter. Always awesome or always terrible is much easier to deal with. RG is a classic supporter of things where they seem to be randomly spinning around in a circle with their arms out until they fall over, and sometimes they fall over to the left and win a race, and sometimes they fall over to the right and lose. It's hard, and now with Sauber in trouble, we must all fear the passing of one of the longest running F1 teams of our generation. RG, it's an uncertain future, but for your dogged determination, we salute you with this song.
Spun my world the wrong way round. When I looked in your eyes of hazel brown, I'm upside down and inside. I'm floating on air, dizzy as hell. You've captured my heart, and I'm under your spell. I can't even sleep. All I can think about is the next time we meet. Tell me you love me. Tell me it's true. I'm head over heels in love with you. Thank you. upside down and inside out. I cannot breathe in and
that was Robert Harris with Tell Me You Love Me. He's an unsigned artist whose song I simply came across and liked. He's from Warsaw, and he only started playing guitar in 2005. You can find him on MySpace under Red Rob Harris. It's almost time for Dr. Giggles to open his surgery once again. But before we start, here is a brief message. Hi, I'm Alex Andronov, and I have a question for you. Do you like Formula One? Yes? Then you must like things going fast. So why do you persist with all of those other Formula One websites when the fastest Formula One website in the world, F1 Minute, is there just round the corner? All of your daily dose of F1 news spoken to you at a speed so fast that minutes later things will still be occurring to you. Also, it's got a clever name, F1 Minute. It's 1 minute on F1. See? Go on, say you saw it. Don't say that you've only just got it. Ah! Okay, tell you what you do. Go to f1minute.com, top of the screen there, see that thing that says podcast feed, click that. You know you want to. Oh, and in case I didn't mention it, it's fast. You like fast things? See? Do it! Welcome back to Sideboard Classics. This is a very important Sideboard Classic for me. It's one that reminds me of a very important moment when I realized that all of the songs, or many of them, that were featured on the Parade Lab were actually available to download and buy on iTunes. You may not know this, but there's a music page on Sidepodcast. If you go to Sidepodcast about music, then you can hear and look at this music page, and that page, it has a wide selection of the songs that are available on the Side Podcast. I was listening to this song, the Clintons' Come With Me, not that long ago when I was co-presenting, or hosting, if you will, a Parade Lab with Mrs. and, to a certain extent, Mr. C. We played this song. It's not long. A close relative of mine inquired after the show and asked, "Hey, that Clinton's Come With Me song, I like that very much. How can I get hold of it? Is there any way that I could buy it in some way?" And I said, "Hey, yes, there is. All you need to do is go to Sidewoodcast, go to the music page, and look for the song that you are concerned with. And soon after the show is broadcast, it of course will be there." And yeah, that's really how I was first acquainted with the wonder, the majesty, that is the music page of Side Podcast. Amazing. Thanks.
Well, I can see you're brewing up your usual mischief, and I catch your contagious laugh. Talk about your all-time crushes, this one takes them all. Life begins to feel a little less heavy. There's a little more color every time I look around. I talk about your all-time crushes, well, this one takes them all. But good things never enough. Too bad we can't do this all the time. We never accomplish anything for me now. Come with me. It's a beautiful day for getaway, baby. Come with me. It's so great to be alive. Come with me. that's really all I know how to do. And if you don't care, we could skip out on this town and sort it out tomorrow. Tomorrow. I want a window in you. Too much of a good thing's never enough. Too bad we can't do this all the time. But we never accomplish anything. To be alive, come with me and forget about the drums and winning and bringing you down.
Hi, it's Dr. Afonso's practice here. Please leave a message after the tone and I will try to prescribe you as soon as possible. Ciao. Hi, Dr. Googles. It's Max Mosley here. I know, as I'm sure you do, that I am not a very popular figure in the Formula One paddock. And I'm about to retire. What I really want to do is seek some advice about how I can arrange some kind of weekend at Bernie's style takeover of Formula One, a continuation of my utter control of Formula One. I've been controlling Bernie, the original weekend at Bernie, for many years now. And that's worked out pretty well for me, and yet now I know that I need to move on. I had thought a Flav might be, no, okay, yeah, we all know. A Ron, no, okay, we all know. Anyway, so you know, so I want a Jean or a Ari Puppet to control. So let's tell me how you think that's going to work out for me. Ciao. Hey, it's Dr. Giggles here. Just to say, Max, you know, we really do hate you. It's not a pretense or manufactured effect in some kind. We really do not like you at all. You know what you have done is taken our lovely sport, something that we've loved very much, we've always appreciated, and you've turned it into a farce. It's a thing that you've done. I would like to advise you. I am someone who always likes to advise in as good a way as I can. Max, I really can. I try and help most people. However, I just don't see that the way that you and I see the sport sees eye to eye. No? Good. I would be very, very disappointed if we did. Max, I like to thank you for all of the horror that you have given us, and say something very simple, which is goodbye. I am sad to see you go, because I can no longer kick you. I think it's an Italian phrase. It doesn't mean anything particular to you, except in this case when it does. Good night. Well, that's it for show 2. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be sticking around with Side Podcast Radio for the rest of the day. I'll be back, hopefully, at the very approximate time of 5:30 in the UK. Make your usual adjustments if you're in another part of the world. We end this show with a Podsafe song from a band I saw live on the night that they got signed. I have, to my knowledge, been at the gigs of 2 bands on the nights that they've been signed. One was Coldplay, and one was the Spinto Band. Which one do you think has released one of their songs onto Music Alley? Yes, that's right. It was the Spinto Band. The Spinto Band are from Delaware, and they have around 7 people in their band. And sometimes they perform with kazoos. I didn't ever imagine that I would see 7 people in a band, all wearing shoulder harmonica attachments, but with kazoos strapped in, so they could play the kazoo as well as their normal instrument. But the Spinto Band were the band to do that for me. But I don't think there are any kazoos in this. Catch you later. This is Summer Groff by the Spinto Band.
Always did walk. And when Beale, she ran dry, she laid pants and a tight her in a few times, da da da. So goodbye, 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 so goodbye. I won't lie, 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 except this time. I won't lie.